All right, Devon, well, what's your feeling like going into the season?
Feeling is, you know, ready to go. Excited about, you know, what's in store, and excited just to get things kicking off on the right base.
What was last season like? What did you learn most from last season?
So how is it hard for you?
About just
ease back. I mean, is it just,
you know, as a team, you know, staying together, and you know, on the road, you know, it can get hostile, you know. So just how important it is just to stay locked in and really, you know, do your role and understand your assignments more. And so just staying together.
Yeah. What were some of the things that were told to you when looking at going to the next level, going to the NBA? What were some of the things that you found out?
Oh, on the NBA level?
Yeah, yes, sir.
I mean, I learned a lot. It was a great experience going through all that. Just the, you know, professionalism, what it takes to be at that level. It was great to see. So just learning every aspect, whether it's off the court, on the court stuff, shooting, creating space, and just understanding the game better. So.
What was the biggest thing that you worked on this offseason? Maybe be a consistent shooter. What's some of the things that you're looking at?
I worked on a lot this offseason, whether that's outside shooting, off the bounce, getting stronger, bigger, you know, preparing my body, you know, for the season and everything. So just a lot of things offseason, conditioning, all that stuff. So, yeah.
Going into the season, obviously some new weapons added into the mix along with some old weapons. What's been the guard unit been like so far in practice? What have you seen from the guards in practice?
It's been great. Athletic, can run, fast. So it should be an exciting season. We got some young guys who can really shoot it. They can, you know, bring different aspects to the game differently. Jalen can shoot it. Jalen Wilson, freshman, can shoot it a lot. Christian Braun brings toughness, defense. But he can also shoot it as well. Isaiah Moss, also a shooter. So, I mean we're pretty deep, and we should be good.
Everyone keeps talking about the shooting of Isaiah. How deadly is he in practice? Is he just like have 100 shots, like drilling like 67 threes or something, or what? I mean, that's obviously 67% seems a little bit low for a guy like that who can shoot.
Right. He knocks it down. He does knock it down. Three ball, yeah. Sure.
This season you have Udoka Azubuike back and Sovio would be added into the mix. How big of a deal will it be to have those two guys on the floor at the same time? From your perspective, being a guard, a guy who can slash to the rim, how big of a deal is it to have those two guys underneath?
That's great. You know, kind of makes my job a little easier where, you know, you can throw it up to somebody, catch lobs to carving out space to, you know, attack. So,
Were you there when he rolled his ankle?
It should be cool.
I was there. I was a little worried.
Udoka just
was he okay?
placed his hand on your shoulder there.
Yeah,
a little too hard? I mean, you're got an ankle problem, so I try to say you're going to have a shoulder injury too as well, or what?
Yeah, I know. It's all right, though. I'll get him back.
How is that ankle, by the way? I mean, a lot of people are focusing on it, but Coach Self made it seem like it's not going to be that big of a deal.
It's fine. I'm thinking day by day. Just seeing how everything is.
Feel kind of weird to be in a boot, though, the last couple of days, just kind of walking around, just being in a boot. Does it kind of feel weird to have that thing on?
Yeah, I mean, it's a little weird, but I'm just taking it day by day.
Obviously, a couple exhibition games, you know, ahead, and seems like tomorrow, you know, things are kind of, you know, up in the air for you, but looking ahead to the regular season, some big-time showdowns are right off the bat. How excited are you to face, you know, some of those tough teams right off the bat?
We're excited, you know, looking at, you know, the season and, you know, the trips we have, and, You know, it should be a fun season.
Looks like he's there.
Yeah, we're really excited to get things going.
In practice, who's really been maybe a big surprise to you, being one of the guys who have come back? Who's really surprised you so far this season?
You guys, maybe no one's talking about the
I know, loaded question.
Loaded question.
Maybe whether it be...
He brought Jalen Isaiah, obviously, so...
Yeah.
Or, you just say Doak just to appease him because he's right next to you, but you know, whatever.
What is that?
I say you probably just say Doak just to appease him, you know, stroke his ego a little bit more. Sound like he's got big, tall preseason player of the year, right?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't know. Every day, you know, a newcomer has had a great moment or great practice, so it switches off. So, I mean, it's all
preseason. So, I was talking the Doak and talking about getting his body right, kind of told me that the one thing he had to stay away from was like late night snacks and stuff like that. Do you have a favorite food or anything that because Doak is like a big chips guy, is what he told me. Is there anything that you have to kind of stay away from or keep your body in shape or what?
2 years ago, we had a discussion about what?
What you talking about your body, you know, getting it right.
Malik.
Yeah, I mean,
introduced us.
You see him like he's slim down. He's on a diet.
And some other things.
He's been disciplined and
any issues with you when it comes to that type of stuff? Do you have to stay away from certain foods that might get you in trouble?
I try to eat healthy. You know, I don't get into McDonald's and fatty foods and stuff.
And how about the crunchy chicken?
I have food that I try to focus on. And, you know, really just eat. You know, there's some days where, you know, I can eat the candy.
You're a big candy guy then, huh?
I like candy. I do.
What's the number one candy then?
I like Mambas. There's Starburst looking candy, but it's not Starburst. It's better than Starburst.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I don't think I've ever heard of that before.
Has it
happened over the summer? Tell him.
Mambas.
Never heard of it before.
Did you ask him if his mom ever had her purse back?
A little bit of everything.
She did.
She did? Somebody turned it in, really?
Yeah, I was
walking out.
Was everything intact?
Yeah, everything was intact.